Hello, boomers. I don't really normally do that many public posts about difficult stuff. But I thought I would do a follow-up on yesterday's horrible thing that I posted. And the reason for posting it wasn't to scare everyone blind into not going out or anything, but it was to just show maybe more to other people, actually, sighted people, the crap that you sometimes have to put up with if you're blind, because what often happens is that people think that if you're blind, it's quite okay for them to grab hold of you without asking. And it isn't okay. It never was. It's never okay for someone to grab anyone without asking, apart from if it's your child or elderly relative or somebody similarly vulnerable or anyone who's about to go in a road or something and hurt themselves badly. But other than that, it isn't okay. And I'm just walking up to that same road, and I thought I'd share the experience with you, because I thought I was okay, but now that I've got to walk to this same road, I'm thinking, what if this guy's here again? Because as I said on a Facebook comment, I think I've come across him before. I think he's a bit of a regular one. And hopefully, now that he's told me to F off, maybe he'll leave me alone. But it's still a bit of a thing. But what I mustn't let it do, and I need to tell myself this, apart from anyone else, is let it cloud my judgment of everybody else. Because there are lots of lovely people who will help, and I do need their help sometimes. And they're not like him. And what I need to do is make sure I don't treat them as if they are. Because it's not their fault that, quite frankly, he's a prick. I mean, it's one thing taking someone's arm and getting it wrong and then saying, oh, I'm sorry. But it's quite another telling someone to F off in such a vicious way. He sounded so angry. That's what shocked me, actually. Not that the rest, the grabbing thing happens to me quite regularly, and I ask people to let go. But his anger, his utter outrage and viciousness, that was really quite something. So now I'm waiting to cross the road in a slightly different place. So I'm going to catch a bus. And, this. Thank you. And now, thank you. The other side, yes. Now that bloke just told me when it was clear. He was brilliant. I do understand that some people do the grabbing thing instinctively. I don't know why. But when you're moving your arm in a way that says, I want you to let go of my arm now, and they still hang on to your arm, that's when it troubles me quite a lot, actually. Well, there you are. I've been on the other side of the road where I was yesterday. Nothing bad happened, and I'm sure next time it'll be even easier. But, you know, these things, they have an effect. And it's not good. So I thought I'd just share. Take care, everybody, and have a lovely day. Bye for now.